Scotty on US 99.
Last time we talked was at the ACMs, and we talked about this is your first Windy City Smokeout.
It is, yeah.
You played everything in Chicago there is to play,
yeah.
And now you get to do Windy City Smokeout.
I know, it feels surreal to be in the parking lot of United Center. This is literally, like, we landed today, and I was just like, I just love this city. I think if I didn't live in Nashville, this would be like the next choice of big city that I could live in.
Never heard of Nashville.
Me either,
yeah,
actually.
Are there other cities? I'm not really
There's sure. a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I love it here, man. I kind of cut my teeth in this town, you know. I feel like I was playing here early on in my career, especially like at Joe's on Weed and just, you know, for anybody that would show up and to kind of build through the ranks of the places here. It's been a really fun journey. So.
Well, people showed up, so
that's amazing.
You're ready because you have new music coming out.
Yes,
dude, your album is getting ready to come out. The 23rd, right, of August?
23rd, yeah.
But tonight, tomorrow,
yeah,
midnight, whatever it is, we finally get Overdrive.
We
right?
get Overdrive.
All right,
yeah.
Let's talk about Overdrive though.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. What do we got from Overdrive? Because we only have the two songs from you off that album so far. Which
yeah,
is,
for sure.
We put out rude because we
yeah,
want more.
Beautiful as You in May, and put out Gone Country in June. And just released a song off the Twisters soundtrack. Like, this is the most music I've ever released before a record. I kind of got greedy. I think I just wanted to just keep pushing yeah. stuff out there.
You said this is the most fun music that you've had writing. Like,
I mean, it is,
like,
man.
I feel like
this whole record was sort of made with a very free mindset of just like whatever feels good kind of goes. There was no box really on this album,
right.
which is how it should be. This is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
You know what
There's
I'm saying?
No rules.
And,
yeah.
And it
rules.
It was a blast. And so, I wrote Overdrive on a writing camp in Chattanooga with a couple of buddies of mine. And you know, if you know me, I'm a sucker for nostalgia. And so I think I kind of tapped into my younger high school self, and basically this song is just the adrenaline and the feeling of going and picking a girl up on the first date, of just like, no matter what plans you had with your friends, they just get completely destroyed if a girl calls you. And it's a banger, it's up tempo, and it just brings me joy, and I think there's gonna be a lot of people out there that can kind of immediately put themselves back in the driver's seat of whatever they were driving in high school, just hauling butt to wherever they needed to pick up that person. So
1995
yeah.
green Dodge Neon.
Come on.
Is what I, yeah.
I don't know how much Overdrive that vehicle had.
Not a lot of any kind of drive, really. It was more Flintstone-y. Where, yeah,
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
skateboarded
yeah. I got
a little
you.
Bit, but
yeah.
that was like, what was your high school car?
My granddad gave me an old F-150 he gave it to me at 15.
That tracks,
and,
I mean.
And that was my... I still have it, actually. I sold it when I got to college, and then I bought it back from the guy I sold it to like 2 years ago. For more than I sold it to him for previously.
Yeah, inflation, man. Come on.
But it's just cool. My kids love to sit in it, and they're just like, what? Because like, I kept all my old CDs and all my, you know, black ice air fresheners on the
yes.
on the emergency brake.
Can you still can you take off the faceplate of the CD player?
Oh, 100%.
So nobody steals it,
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did it.
Yeah, I love that truck.
That's amazing. So I want to run the album feels like, just by the song titles, because
yeah.
And we have the three or two songs. We'll get Overdrive tonight.
Yeah.
But I was looking at the song titles, and it feels like a journey through your whole relationship with your wife.
It kind of is,
okay?
Yeah.
But I don't want you to tell me what it is yet. I'm going to go through the song titles and tell you what I think this journey's like, and you just tell me if I'm close or not. Okay,
cool. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's run down. Fool, you were a stupid guy, and she wasn't giving you any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Overdrive. I said you were obsessed, and you knew you needed to impress her, so you went a little double time on that.
Okay.
Even though you just talked about Overdrive. But Gone Country is you finally won her over, and she's not going back.
Yep.
Beautiful as you can't believe you got this girl.
That's right.
Wow. Can't love you anymore. You hit the point in the relationship where you're feeling like, hey, everything is perfect right now.
Yeah.
Aw. And all bars are closed. When the party's over, the real joy is being with her. Is that close?
You mean to answer in real time?
No.
Okay,
I just
gotcha.
I'm looking at your
okay,
reactions.
Yeah.
Church, the wedding.
Yeah.
Back to Blue. She probably had to bail you out of jail for something.
Maybe.
Right. Okay. Country to California. Fame and Hollywood of the industry, but she's still with you.
Yeah.
Country to California. Something about a woman. You admit that women confuse you. Finally. And Boots is probably you reinvigorate that romance by telling her to put on her boots because you're going out.
Yeah.
Am I close on any of that?
Not really, like at all. But that's okay. I think that's the good thing about a song title.
Nailed
you know what
it.
I mean? It can really mean just about anything. You were close on a couple of
okay.
a couple of the first ones. You were close on, but yeah.
the ones you already put out that
yeah.
I got to actually hear.
No, dude, I'm so jacked.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm so jacked. I still to this day listen all the way through the album at least once a day, and that has really never happened to me. I always kind of burn out a little bit of just like overplaying. And the funnest part to me is I feel like every couple of weeks I find like a new favorite on the record. And so, yes, I do listen to my own songs in my truck. Do what?
Do you have a favorite? What's your favorite right now?
My favorite right now is a song called What Could Go Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that would... Today, it's my favorite track on the record.
Are you going to play some from the new record tonight?
We are, yeah.
Okay. What song are you most excited to play from the new record for people tonight?
Gone Country has been one that I have just really been looking forward to playing. And now that Beautiful Is You has been out for a minute, it's been really awesome to... It's always really nice to play a new song and you see people singing back to you, especially after a song is so new. And we're going to play... this song called Feeling Country that released on this Twisters record because it's just so freaking fun to play.
Fun.
So I kind of don't care if anybody doesn't know it because me and the band
This
is for me. Me and the band have too much of a blast playing it. So
That's awesome. Well, we're excited for your first Windy City Smokeout,
bro.
Man. This is so cool. Congratulations. Thomas Rhett.
It's freezing in here for anyone who's... That's why my hands are in my armpits. Dude,
Now. You can't complain about both. So it's going to be hot out there. So it's going to be cold. So that's what I said. If you're in Chicago, you either complain about the winters or the summers. You can't complain about both.
Yeah.
That's kind of the rule. So
my dad would want me to put a beanie on right now.
Can we get a parka?
Like, just got out of the shower. You know, did y'all's parents get mad at you for like walking into the cold with wet hair? Anyway.
Yeah, they always said you're going to get sick, but there's...
I don't think that's a real thing.
They lie to us.
Yeah, they lied.
I mean, you probably lie to your kids.
We have to, right? Don't say that. I don't lie to my kids.
He doesn't lie to his kids.
Uh-uh. I thought you were going to say something else.
Nope. That's it. That is the end. That's the out.